We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Showtime. How y'all feel?
If you got your popcorn ready.
On three. One, two, three.
This is Wichita's Sports Daily with Bruce Hurdle and Shane Dennis on Sports Radio KFH. 1240 AM, 97.5 FM.
All right, welcome in. Tuesday Sports Daily. Shane and Bruce with you here on Sports Radio KFH. Tuesday, August the 13th. Good show planned for you today. A couple of interviews in the second hour. The triumphant return of Dan Israel, Chiefs Radio Network. A little Chiefs chat coming up an hour from now.
Well, we hope it's triumphant.
Into perpetuity for the rest of the Chiefs season, all the way through the Super Bowl. We also hope for that.
Yeah, sure.
Hey, Max. Hey, Max, Patriots guy giggling over there that I said Chiefs in the Super Bowl. Can't imagine why.
Well, I mean, I think he's earned that, hasn't he?
Yeah. No, Max didn't have to take crap from anybody being a Patriots fan. You can not like it, but it's reality, especially. And, you know, I was thinking yesterday about the Chiefs preseason game, which we really didn't talk about.
Right.
First couple of drives, the defense by the Chiefs looked an awful lot like the defense of the Chiefs last year.
Yes.
And I'm not a big, kind of like you, I'm not a big preseason football results, oh my God, let's either panic or celebrate guy. But, you know, and I had the Chiefs back defensively for quite a bit of last year. Not making excuses for them, but their offense scored a bunch of points, so the defense is on the field a lot more. The teams that they were playing catch-up, so you know they're playing soft, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And so they gave up what I felt like were some unnecessary first downs and points, and it really didn't matter. Well, it mattered in the AFC Championship game. All they had to do was get off the field once against New England, and they couldn't do it. But anyway, I regress.
Yeah. Look, we'll chat with Dan, and I'm sure that Dan will have an interesting point of view on it. I maintain, and I think that you're in the same court, improvement is all you need. You don't need to be great. You just don't need to be great. You've got enough playmakers on that side that you can pick a ball off, create some turnovers, flip the field every now and then.
Yep.
That's really all you're looking for. You don't need a top 10 defense. Now you would, I think that you'd like to be a top 15 defense, a top 17 defense. I think you'd like to be able to stop people at the line of scrimmage.
Mm-hmm.
I think that you'd like to be able to pressure the quarterback. I think that you'd like to feel like you could get off the field every now and then on third down. But it's not mandatory because this offense is going to score. It's going to score 30 points a game, isn't it?
Well, here's the other thing. Yeah, all the things you said are true, but you can't assume that Patrick Mahomes is going to throw 50 more touchdowns.
No.
You know,
no, you're right.
He's probably going to regress, and if he does, that's when you could use a couple more punts by the other guys. You know, it's just not automatic that they're going to do exactly offensively what they did last year. We expect them to get close, but they might not.
No.
You know, God forbid, there could be some games where they only scored 22 points. You know, then what? So,
yeah, the most dangerous expectation that one can have is that a team will just naturally improve from year to year.
Yeah.
Well, every year is different. Everything, all the schemes are different. You're playing different teams. You've got There's a book now on Patrick Mahomes. Maybe it makes a difference. Maybe it makes no difference whatsoever. Who knows? There's all sorts of factors that will play out. Now, everybody gets dealt a hand of cards. I'll take the Chiefs' hand and hope or figure that there's going to be at least a similar level of success on offense. Because let's remember, Patrick Mahomes is a year wiser, too.
Yeah.
Patrick Mahomes is 18 games more experienced. Patrick Mahomes has all that film to look at, to tweak things in his own game. So, I mean, it works both ways, but it's not a given. It's not a given. So we'll see. But I would bet that I can count on a minimum of 28 or 29 points a game from the Chiefs offense. I think they're that dynamic.
That's pretty fair to expect. I would agree with that. I mean, it would be a colossal disappointment if they can't.
Yeah, and if I'm using that as my baseline, you know, 12-4 is automatically in the mix.
I know.
And you can be better than that.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's where we go from.
So off we go. And by the way, happy Left-Handers Day. Does that affect anybody in your family?
No lefties, and damn it, I tried.
Oh, okay, well.
I tried. I tried to get every kid to throw left-handed.
Didn't work, huh?
Tried to get every kid to switch hit.
Yeah.
No.
Oh, well.
Didn't happen.
Maybe in another life.
So, I didn't have enlightened children.
Dang it. Like,
who didn't have enlightened parents.
I'm the only enlightened one in my family. Yeah. So, yeah, I feel
really? You're
special.
The only lefty?
Only one, yep.
Was your dad a righty?
Yeah.
Well, I'll be darned.
Yep.
By the way, just because I said that I would, I think we talked about this a couple weeks ago, or maybe it was last week when you were gone, but I did see Blinded by the Light last night.
Oh, yeah?
The kind of the Springsteen thing. It's not a must for Springsteen fans. Wait till it comes out. Cute, but not necessary.
Okay.
Okay, so there you go.
Fair. Okay, the rest of the show, we told you about Dan Israel. We'll also have Tony Gwynn Jr. from radio.com. He'll be our MLB insider. He'll join us second hour. That's coming up. That's what's on tap, part of what's on tap anyway. What's on tap out at Side Pockets? Taco Tuesday, of course. Get four hard shell beef four. They expect you to eat four hard shell beef tacos loaded to the hilt for $5.95.
I don't think that's an issue, is it? Is that really an issue?
If you want to go back to work, it might be. Man, that's a lot of tacos.
You need
a
nap?
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm talking about.
Well, that's a possibility, I suppose.
Okay, so the a couple of schedules came out that I want to at least run by you here. The Royals and the NBA. Well, not just the Royals. But am I going to keep banging everybody over the head about cold weather teams open up with cold weather teams in Major League Baseball?
Yeah, I don't understand that. I took a look across the board. There's a bunch of them.
Well, and there's also a bunch of either warm weather teams or dome teams playing each other to begin with.
Yeah, I don't get that.
For the third year in a row, the Royals will open the season with White Sox, rather, but it'll be in Chicago this time. Baseball will begin on March 26th for the second, at least the second consecutive year that I know of, the earliest opening day in history, certainly in Royals history. The Royals go to Chicago and Detroit before opening their home schedule April 2nd against Seattle.
Okay.
Man, over-under,
are those two three-game sets?
Let's see. Three with the White Sox with a day off built in, and two with the Tigers with an off day built in, and then three with the Mariners with an off day built in.
Wow.
Yeah, so not only is it understood that it might be too crappy to play that we'd schedule three off days, but we try to wedge those games in Chicago, Detroit, and Kansas City anyway.
Yeah. 1.5 the over-under on weather-affected
postponed games. And, you know, who doesn't want a doubleheader scheduled in August? Because that's what'll end up happening.
Oh, my God, absolutely.
You know?
Yeah.
baseball seems like, Major League Baseball anyway, seems hell-bent on avoiding November baseball. But when is it colder, November or March? You know what I mean?
Well, like, why, yeah, I feel why, you. Right.
Why, and what are the odds that a November World Series will be in a cold weather place anyway? I mean, yeah. I take my chances that either a dome team or a warm weather team is going to make it to the World Series.
Hmm.
I just don't get that. And I keep saying it every March or every April when the Royals are just trying to get through a game. It's not just the Royals, obviously. I mean, look at the Royals' schedule through April 8th at the White Sox, at the Tigers, home against the Mariners, home against the Tigers. Then they go to Toronto where there's a dome. Then they come back home, play the White Sox again. Then they're at home against the Orioles at the White Sox. And April 24th, they finally go to Tampa where there's a dome.
Okay. So, it's
I mean,
a whole
no
month.
Texas, no Astros. No, help me out with another dome or warm weather place. No, I mean,
no interleague against Miami or no Tampa Bay. You know,
Tampa
no Padres.
Late April. Yeah, no, they do play the Padres, but not until late. They do play the Dodgers, but not until May. Anyway, if what they want is to avoid baseball in November, I mean, why don't you just bite the bullet and back it up to where there's no northern baseball in late March? But
what's the overall pulse check of baseball right now? And not to get into a drawn-out conversation, but just a pulse check. Overall pulse check of the game of baseball right now, overall.
I would guess that it's on an upward arc because we've got instant replay, we're trying a couple of wacky things in the Atlantic League. We're trying to speed up the pace of play. We're trying to next year have every reliever face at least three guys and limit mound visits.
They're trying, aren't they?
We're making it safer by extending the nets down if you want to go that far.
Trying to do some things to either make the game safer, which I think is always a good thing. Trying to do some things which make the game maybe a little bit more interesting. At some point, do we take a little juice out of the balls, or is left the barn?
I don't know. I would like to think it's not because of what I used to do for a living. And I like baseball as much as you do.
Mm-hmm.
But holy hell. I mean, the Twins are going to hit 300 home runs.
Yes.
And not only that, and I've been following a guy named J.J. Cooper on Twitter, and he has brought to light the astounding number of home runs hit in AAA also. So it's not just big leagues, but it's in AAA.
Interesting.
And it doesn't translate in AA or single A, and that could be because of, you know, the strength of players and the maturity of the players too, because AAA, usually you're grown men playing in AAA along with big leagues. But the Yankees hit a home run in 91 games through July 31st, for example. That was the most before August by a team in Major League history. I mean, I got the Mariners hit or allowed a home run in 107 straight games.
There are home run metrics for every single team in the Major League that astound you.
Did you see what Gleyber Torres has done against the Orioles? Have you heard this stat?
Yes.
They played a doubleheader against the Orioles yesterday, the Yankees did, and destroyed them both games. But Gleyber Torres has hit 13 home runs against them alone. Half of his home runs hit this season against one team.
Well, the Orioles are in the middle of a couple because the Yankees have hit, what are the Yankees, have hit 39 or 40 against them? Something like that?
No, 59.
Okay, there you go.
They hit a total of seven yesterday. So they now have 59 home runs against the O's this season.
59.
That's a record. Shattered the 1956 record that the Yankees hit against the A's, 48. Anyway, that's what's wrong with baseball. if there's anything wrong. Everybody hits home runs all the time.
Yeah.
And I guess depending on who you ask, maybe that's not a problem.
You know, I don't know. I mean, well, I'll ask you, because you and I are pretty good gauges of each other and the game in general. How much less baseball have you watched this year? None.
Zero.
I'm sure.
Yeah, it's
zero.
Yeah.
Exactly. I mean, it hasn't changed my viewing habits. I come in, if I'm done at night, or if I'm working, I've got three games on. But if I'm at home, you know, boom, there's a game on.
Yeah.
And I'm watching a game, and maybe I'm in and out and stuff, but I'm paying attention to a game. It doesn't make any difference to me that I could probably see six home runs in the game. I still watch the game, still wait for good situations, wait for a guy in a situation that's got to make a good pitch, wait for a situation where there's runners on, and maybe we see a hit and run, God forbid, every now
and
then.
Yeah, good luck. Good luck with that.
Exactly. I mean, everybody talks about the bunt going south. Go try to find hit and runs anymore.
Mm-mm.
They don't do it at the major league level.
No, they don't.
Very rarely. So, I mean, you know, the game's changing. I don't want to be grumpy about it, because I find myself still watching the same amount of baseball.
869-1240 is Twin Peaks Scenic Views Hotline. Mike is with us. Mike, what's up?
Hey, guys, how you doing today?
Hey, good.
Good, Mike.
Good. Hey, I just got in the car, just turned the radio on. They told me that, Bruce, you saw Blinded by the Light last night.
I did.
And I loved it. It was took me back to a really nice place in my life last night.
Yeah. Yeah, I think for Springsteen, and I would go beyond Springsteen fans. I'm talking about hardcore Springsteen people. There will be something to relate to that will be very individual and unique to oneself. And I would agree with that. I thought the story was good. I thought it was at times poignant. There were a couple of Mamma Mia type things about the movie that I didn't like in particular. And what I mean by that is singing along and this kind of stuff. But it seemed to generally work. I would say that it was a very cute movie, and I did like the family storyline and stuff like that, but probably not totally necessary unless you're a hardcore Springsteener.
So Bruce, because it's one to ten, Bruce.
I
hang on, Mike. Bruce, 1 to 10, that movie last night.
I would say 6.5.
Mike, you seem to like it more than that.
Mike
yes?
likes it better than me, yeah. But that's okay.
Well, I haven't seen Bruce as many times as you have either, so I'm still down around 12 or 13. But
that's still pretty good, though,
that's,
Mike.
That's a lot.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, thanks,
that's
Mike.
Good.
All right, full disclosure, Bruce, how many times have you seen Bruce Springsteen?
30.
30, give or take, or exactly
near,
30.
Yeah, I'm 30, right on the money, 30 right, 30. Now. But the real Springsteeners are guys and gals that have seen him 100, 150 times.
I don't know, 30 qualifies in my book. Not that there's anything wrong with that. You get the opportunity, you have the means, go right ahead. But you ever seen a bad Springsteen show?
No.
Really?
No, not really. No, because good. Because the energy and the energy is always palpable, and he has such a deep song log and that he can mm-hmm. that he can go to.
That's
so
true.
No concert's ever the same. But that's just me.
That's
just
all
me.
Right.
So anyway, so it goes. Thanks, Mike. I appreciate it. Good call. Back in a minute. Stay with us, just getting going. Now, Tony Gwynn Jr. is on the show today. Dan Israel talking Kansas City Chiefs. And we're just getting going on this Tuesday edition. Shane and Bruce with you, rolling on this edition of Sports Daily.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better over
Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.